Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
No, it's never been better than the summer of 2002.
Yeah, Tommy Works bringing it back. This is the Mason Crosby Show presented by Verizon, the official 5G network of the NFL Draft. We are at Buffalo Wild Wings on Oneida in Ashwaubenon, and let's get right to it. He is the pride of Manhattan, Kansas, from the purple of Kansas State to the green and gold of our Green Bay Packers, one of the greatest wide receivers in the history of the franchise. Number 87 in your program and number one in your heart. He is the one. He is the only. Jordy Nelson.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that was a little unnecessary.
Get him fired up.
Yeah. How we doing?
Welcome, Jordy.
Yeah. Let's go.
How are you doing, man? Yeah, you find it here okay? I heard there was a little snafu with that Uber app.
No, we're good. Right. We still know the way around Green Bay a little bit.
You can figure it out.
Yeah. Nice. Just hit the snooze button a couple times this morning.
Yeah,
that's all.
Yeah, you know, it's you're a big partier. You're out there, you know, just doing all burning that that midnight oil. But yeah, tell us what you're doing here in town, like all the stuff you got going on, and what your feel is about this draft experience.
Just hanging out for the most part. I think it's fun to see the draft experience. I think it's awesome that the city of Green Bay has been able to get this accomplished. I was reading up on some of it before I came up here, and the process that it went through to. I want to say, quote unquote, upgrade a little bit to be able to host an event like this.
Yeah.
I think everyone understands that the Super Bowl won't ever be here, at least not anytime soon. So this is kind of the Super Bowl for the city of Green Bay, and I think it's a great thing the league's doing of taking it around to hopefully all the different franchises and letting people experience this. The NFL, I give them credit. They can put on a show.
Yeah.
They control the media. They put on a show, and it's fun. So, you know, kissing a lot of hands, shaking a lot of babies, seeing a lot of faces. We're having a good time.
I love it. I love it. Yeah, so, yeah, last night was crazy. I mean, like, being backstage in that theater and just seeing the production and everything that goes on. You know, we've always watched it from the front. I know you were, touted draft pick. I was a lowly sixth rounder. But, yeah, tell everybody what that felt like, kind of being back there and, like, you know, what we got to do, riding those bikes out and starting this draft off the right way. Yeah, just tell us about that experience from your perspective.
Yeah, I think it was, like you said, it's very unique to see the behind the scenes and the production of all the stuff. When you sit at home and watch it on TV and it's smooth sailing straight through, everything looks great, and we were standing back there, and I was watching a lady write on cards because the Jaguars had made the trade up to number two to get Travis Hunter, so she's grabbing a random card that has a bunch of blanks on it that she has to fill in the spots that now the number two pick's been traded, and then handing it to Eric Armstead, she's like, you're going to have a lot to read. You read this card, then this card, then this card. Sorry. He's like, we're good.
He was back there practicing.
Yeah.
So, he was like, okay.
But they do an incredible job, and I think it's unique to be able to see that stuff behind the scenes and to put on a show like they do and for 8 hours, I think. Is that what it took last night to get through 32 picks, 8 hours?
Was it 8 hours?
Felt like it.
So, yeah, it's a fun time. And to be on that stage and look out and all the Packer fans that were out there and jammed in there. Then even when we left backwards or out the backside, and all the bars back here were full, and just a good time.
Yeah, it was fun. We got Jordy Nelson here on the Mason Crosby Show. Awesome that you're joining, and you know, it's always good to catch up. Let's hear what you're doing now these days. I mean, what are you up to? I know you're back in Kansas farming. You came out and visited us last summer in Nashville, and we had a great time. So just let everybody know what's going on.
Yeah, so back home in Kansas, living the dream that I had, I guess. Coaching my kids in sports, coaching with my sister some high school girls basketball, farming with my dad and brother, playing golf, vacation. I got the perfect life. So kind of whatever I want to do. I do enough farming that I get to help out. I rent all my land to my brother, and so that way when I want to leave and come to Green Bay in 35-degree weather for a draft, I get to do that. Where's the heaters at? When I sat down here out here in Green Bay, there's usually heaters somewhere. Like, where's the kind of production you guys got going on around here?
Heated benches right now.
But, yeah, so if I want to go to Cabo for a week, I go to Cabo for a week.
Living his best life, you know.
Work hard and play hard.
Absolutely. So what was your reaction last night when Mark Murphy goes up and says, for the first time since 2002, we're taking a wide receiver in the first round?
I probably wasn't as excited as all the Packers fans have been waiting on since 2002. But I was a little shocked. I think there's a kind of a, I'll say, a brand of drafting here in Green Bay through Ted and now down to Brian. And I assumed it was going to be another big guy like they usually do. And it all makes sense because I remember one time, I don't know if it was Ted that said it, like they only make so many of those guys that are, 6'8", 320 pounds. Yeah. Like there's only so many of those walking around. So, but I'll be honest, I did see some random mock thing the other day that said if this kid from Texas slipped a little bit, that they'd be a great fit for Green Bay. So, I'll be honest, I don't know anything about him. Now that Texas went to the SEC, no one really cares anymore about him. So,
you're not wrong.
Yeah. So it'll be exciting. Obviously, it's something I think receiver-wise the Packers have always done. They might have got away with it, away from it a couple years, but even when I came in, they already had Donald and Greg and James and Ravel, and then they drafted me in the second round, and then what was it, 2-3 years later we got Randall, and we always told guys in our receiver room, like, came draft time, this is when offseason had already started, I was like, they're going to draft a receiver, so don't get mad, don't get sensitive about it, don't be scared, like, they're going to draft a receiver. We constantly keep fueling that room, and we always played with numbers. So hopefully he can step in and get adjusted well with Jordan and those guys and start making some plays.
Yeah, and I mean, you can't – I think he runs like 4.29, so, I mean, you can't really – you don't find
that's
that a lot.
That's similar to the 6'8", 3.20. There's very few of those.
So so tonight, is it public knowledge? Can I talk about what's going on?
I think so.
Okay.
We can make breaking news. We'll say breaking – you got breaking news, sound like you push a button up here.
Breaking news, give us that. Jordy Nelson is going to make a pick at the NFL draft. What pick are you making?
It's going to be the second-round pick unless the Packers get crazy. Crazy and draft up or trade up, then I might not be on stage yet. So we're trying to time it up right.
Jordy's like, I don't want to be there long, so they better stay where they are. Right. Like, if not, I'm out of there.
Yeah, for sure. I'm getting high maintenance these days.
Yeah,
but
you are.
We got some other things going on. Actually, we'll be, I think, doing some stuff at the fan experience or somewhere in the draft. So well, I'll be right by the stage. So if something crazy happens, I might be able to slip up there. But if they stay close to where they're at, it'll be an opportunity to announce the second-round pick, which will be kind of cool since I was a second-round pick back a long time ago, back in the day, 2008. So, I was actually hoping it would be a receiver then because I thought it would be cool to, like, announce the next receiver.
Maybe they will. Maybe they'll take two receivers.
Double up on
it. Just double it up. I think that's what Mitch thinks.
That would be something.
But we're, later today, you and I, we're going to be at the distillery doing some autographs, and then we're going to be tomorrow down in Milwaukee doing Inside the Huddle and visit Milwaukee events. So, we're just, still just traveling around doing fun things together. But
it's fun. It's fun to come back and do them. To see people, interact a little bit more. And, it's always enjoyable to come back up here.
Well, I think everybody that's coming to Green Bay – and like meeting Packers fans and the people that, you know, are here in Wisconsin and live this all the time are just blown away by the hospitality and like what this the culture of this is. And Packers fans showed up last night. I mean, it was awesome to see all those people out there. I also, I think we were talking about, are you still doing the fine stuff, like the fine few things? Tell us about that experience this this last fall as you've stepped into a new role there.
Yeah, so last season, or last spring, I guess, I got approached about being an appeals officer for the NFL and the NFLPA as guys get fined on the league or on the field for illegal hits or stuff like that, taunting and things. And so it's a mutually or joint hired between the league and the union. So I guess work for both of them and neither of them. But yeah, so when guys get fined on the field, they have the right to appeal it. So there was four of us that they could appeal to. They only appealed to one of us, but there's four appeals officers. And yeah, so I have a phone conversation with them. I get to watch the film of the play, get the fine letter, talk to the player and the agent and someone from the PA, and they give like their side of the story on what they, how they saw it happen, what happened in the game. It was incidental, you know, didn't mean to, hand got stuck, whatever it might be. So, yeah, then I watch the film and then get to make the decision on what I want done with that fine. So it was a unique thing. I enjoyed it a lot.
Were you a harsh judge?
Yeah, did you keep the job? Did they fire you? Over?
I haven't been fired yet. We'll see.
Too many retractions.
I wasn't probably as harsh as some people. Obviously, football, in my mind, is a very violent sport. I think there's a lot of, I mean, you just said a guy's running a 4.29, so a lot of things happen at a high speed. And
you're a practical
so,
guy.
So yeah, so you sit there, and they even told us, like, you're supposed to look at it and see if it's a football play. And if this is something that incidentally happened on a football play, then you take that in consideration. And I think a lot of people and a common fan can sit there and see it like, okay, that was blatant, ridiculous. Like, you should not be leaving your feet, launching at a guy's head that's not, you know, able to defend himself. Mm-hmm. Or this guy went in and made a tackle and his hand accidentally came across the face mask and got caught.
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
So there's different aspects to it, and you got to find that happy medium between it all. And so we'll see. I enjoyed it. I think, we'll see where it goes from there. If it grows at all, I think there's some things that could be adjusted with it, but I don't know how much the NFL would be open to that.
Well, what do you think? What do you think about this Packers team as you're kind of watching the Jordan Love era and all this getting moving? What do you think they're going to look like in 2025? And what are you excited about?
Excited about just another year with them. I think one thing that I learned in 10 years here, and then honestly with just 1 year in Oakland, was keeping guys around and allowing the year-to-year build-up continue to grow.
Yeah.
Being able to have the same offense, the same head coach, same coordinators for the most part, same quarterback, and then our receiver room stayed same. Like, by the time I was done here in 10 years, our offense was not completely different. It was the same plays, but we had all the little nuances within the play that allowed us to be successful.
Yeah.
You can't constantly just be rolling through guys, and then I go to Oakland and they got new coordinators every 2 years, new receivers all the time, and then you expect your quarterback
That's
to be
tough.
Successful. So it's one of those things that they got to have that build up year after year after year and allow that stuff to play out. So hopefully those guys will be able to stay around, continue to make plays, stay here, and not constantly have the turnover, but they're always in it. Consistency of the Green Bay Packers, they'll give you a chance, and just got to be healthy and right at the right time. I mean, when we won the Super Bowl, we were a long ways from it when we got in there, but got hot at the right time and made a run.
Yeah, had the right pieces. So I'm going to ask you, because I've been curious about it, and I wonder, what do you think Aaron's going to do?
I have no idea.
I ask Mason that every day.
They ask me all the time, so I'm pitching it to somebody else.
Yeah, I mean – being in a similar – I mean, you were just in similar situation.
Yeah, figuring out
what to do. You don't want to make a rush decision. You can only play this game so long, and I think if you still have any desire to continue to play it, you should play it because you're not going to once you're done.
Yep.
I'll tell you that much, and you won't find anything like it. So, and obviously he's a very thought-out man and is going to give his time, and there's no reason to rush that decision. In the same way when I retired, it was – I knew it was time. I felt comfortable with that decision. My wife and I obviously talked about it for a little while, but there's so many things that play into it. And some of it's football, some of it's life, some of it's family, some of it's situations. It's not an easy decision, but, I mean, like for me, I didn't feel like moving my family again. And yeah. then possibly go to Seattle or wherever, and then that could be 1 year, and then go again. Like, I'm not into that. Yeah. Like, my oldest was getting into fourth grade, and I'm like, all right, dad's done being a kid. Let's go home and settle down. And we knew that was the end goal anyway, and so might as well get that process started. So I think once you can get to that point, everything post-career is a lot easier. If you get kicked out and don't have that opportunity to make that decision on your own, I think that's when guys really struggle at the end. But if you're able to make that decision on your own, even if it comes a year or two earlier, but I don't know, it makes that process. So hopefully he can just find that happy spot and where he needs to be and wants to be. And shoot, I'll watch him play again if he wants to play. And if he doesn't, I'm being intrigued on what he ends up doing.
Yeah, exactly.
You're listening to Jordy Nelson on the Mason Crosby Show. You mentioned post-career. We all know that Mason Crosby's a part-time radio host, but a full-time professional golfer.
facts.
And I've heard that your golf game has come quite a ways from where it once was. How is the golf game, Jordy?
It varies day to day, I'll tell you that much. I think it was a 15-stroke difference from week one to week two last week. So it varies. It is significantly better. We got a couple rounds in last fall and actually played pretty well when we went and played Quail Hollow and Oak Hill. So,
chasing those championship courses. That's
fun. So it varies. If I can get off the tee box, it's halfway decent. If I can't get off the tee box, I'm struggling. So
this guy will take like a four or what do you, a six iron? What do you hit?
I've moved on for that. I've actually been hitting driver off it.
It's a par five, Jordy.
Yep. It doesn't matter. Driver. Ball in the fairway is better than one dropping ball out of my pocket. Fairway. So
for those of you who don't know, Jordy's a lefty, so he's got that sweet long lefty swing.
Yeah. It ain't long.
All the other clubs are good. That driver though is that pull to right field and then it kind of comes back.
Yeah.
Nice.
First
nice.
Time I played with Jordy, I was standing like on the like behind him basically, and I'm just like, dude, like you can hit any time, and he's like, I'm left-handed. I was like, oh gosh, all right, well, this is weird. Yeah. But
once you perfect it right-handed, you can come join the good
side. Yeah, he's like Phil Mickelson. That's right.
That's awesome.
Well, too easy on the other side. All the other people do it that way.
And that's the thing. You were the guy that, like, even though you were a year younger, you came into this league, you know, the year after me. Like, I always like looked at you just as one of those guys that knew what he was going to do. Like Jordy came in, he's like, I'm going to do this as long as I can and as long as I, you know, my body and my mind and, like, my heart's in it, and I'm going to go back to Kansas mm-hmm. and farm. And you did exactly that. Like, there are not many people, like, built like that, that come into this thing, know exactly what it is, and they just go and they maximize it and then go and, you know, have, like, living their best life, you know, like you are after.
Yeah,
so
sure.
I always applaud you with that. And, like, I have so much respect for you and call you a dear friend. So, you know, really appreciate it. And, thanks for giving us your time today.
No
buddy.
Problem.
All right.
Let's hear for Jordy Nelson.
Let's see if he can get you some heaters in here, though.
Yeah, exactly. It's getting cold.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you having me on.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jordy. And real quick, for those of you who are going to be down in the Milwaukee area tomorrow, visit milwaukee.org/tailgate. There are still tickets available. Jordy Nelson's Milwaukee Tailgate with Inside the Huddle Live. Jordy Nelson, Mason Crosby, Nick Collins. There'll be audience Q&A, auctions, football-themed tailgate zone, all sorts of fun stuff going on at the UWM Panther Arena tomorrow from 3 to 7 in Milwaukee. If you have a chance to come down, or if you're listening in the Milwaukee area and you want to be there for that as well. When we come back, we'll jump into extra points, and we'll also talk more about what we want the Packers to do tonight. We got to touch on the Bucs game, though.
Yeah. Extra points are just a little
just at
piece
the end,
of this.
Yeah.
We have a lot of extra points. Everything's an extra point right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, it's Friday. It's 35 degrees out. Everything's an extra point today.
We're scoring 70 points, and it's all extra points all day.
Exactly. He's Mason Crosby. My name's Mitch Nellis, a.k.a. Thunder. Our thanks to Russell Nicolet. Our thanks to Jordy Nelson. Awesome guests in this 10 o'clock hour. The Mason Crosby Show, presented by Verizon, the official 5G network of the NFL Draft. Our fan studios are powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook, and we are live at Buffalo Wild Wings on South Oneida in Ashwaubenon, just steps away from the NFL Draft and Lambeau Field. More of the Mason Crosby Show next.
Yeah.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.